Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. So here's to my first 3 months of Country Proud Living. I made it this far, which is exciting. 16 episodes and way past typical pod fade, which is 8 episodes. More people get tired of it and quit. So I'm still cruising along, so that's exciting. And I'm getting into a groove, a little bit more of a flow, and more comfortable. Still a newbie, but you don't learn until you take action, and I'm still learning a lot about editing. I know some of my podcasts have parts that are a little bit rocky and not so smooth, but I'm leaving them in because I'm just trying to be authentic in who I am, and it'll get better as I go, I'm sure. And then today I just had a podcast interview where they were interviewing me for a change, so that was interesting and fun. So I enjoyed that very much, and hopefully it turned out okay. I ended up being on a business trip in a hotel, so it might be a little echoey. We'll find out, but doing what I could to make it happen. I still am feeling the call to do this, and I'm enjoying it. Everything I do is really for free, but I love to be of service to others. And I hope somebody out there is getting, even if it's one person, is getting something from it. But I'm learning also that it takes a lot of time to come up with my content, creating the content, writing show notes, which is in the episode details, recording, editing, and then also making graphics and putting it on my Instagram and things like that. All takes time, but I still love to do it, so I'm going to keep going. So hopefully I'm making a difference to somebody out there who's listening. And then one of my friends on Instagram, she's a feng shui master, pretty much. She does a lot with interior design, and she lives half a world away from me in Cyprus. And what was really fun is the day that I posted the episode, it was episode 12, Shine Your Light and Stay Golden. I talked a lot about the gorgeous, beautiful mosaics that are at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And it was so fun because that day after I posted it, she sent me a message and said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to Rome tomorrow." And it was just so cool to hear that somebody halfway around the world was listening and was going to Rome to see the very mosaics I was talking about. And I just think that is serendipity at its best. And if it just made a difference in one person's life, like I said before, it makes all the difference to me. So I'll keep doing it. And I also want to continue to do interviews and share stories of people who are proud to live out in the country and have interesting stories to tell, or things that can educate general public about jobs and occupations and people that live out in the country and what they do every day to share their life and celebrate people that live out in the country. It is one of my favorite places to live. I feel most at home there, and I just want to share that with the world. A couple times I've had some interesting things don't always go as planned. I had, after the interview with my husband, Steve, I was ready to post videos of the farm and all of that shortly thereafter. To find out I had all the videos I needed and photos, except of the milking robots. I didn't have a really good one, because usually when I'd video, there was always a lot of people around it, so it was hard to see. So my husband, he's such a sweetie, he actually took some video on Saturday, I think it was, and it didn't translate from his Android to my Apple. The quality was really bad, so I had to take the video myself, and it just took so long to get it just right, and then to make the order of them and describe each video and what you're seeing. It just took a long time to post that. So I'm finding that sometimes things don't go as quickly as you'd like them to, but I'm just still trying to get through it and trying to keep creating the content, even if it takes a long time. So I appreciate your patience, but yeah, I didn't really plan on having such a lag time between the actual posting of the interview about Maryville Farm and my husband, and then to have the actual post be much later. It is what it is, and even getting my episodes done this week has been a challenge. A lot of things going on, but it is something that is a non-negotiable for me. I am going to do it each week no matter what, so I'm sticking with it. I guess that's a good thing. Thanks for being here today. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.